Three new primetime TV series are introduced tonight and tomorrow, scripted dramas on ABC and CBS, and a new quiz show on ABC. This week also brings the season finale of ABC's Dancing with the Stars and lots of other activity involving first-run weekly television shows. TV critic David Biancooley says that all this action is related and little of it is cause for celebration.
Right now, we're just about at the halfway point of the November ratings sweeps. The sweeps used to be a very big deal in television. They were the times when all the broadcast networks agreed to set advertising rates for the next fiscal quarter based on audience levels they attracted during sweeps. So February, May, and November especially got to be hugely competitive blood sports. The networks used to show us all the big TV events then, from Winds of War to the day after. But sweeps months don't mean as much to advertisers as they used to. And they certainly don't mean as much to the networks. Not if you're watching the networks. The big broadcast boys, CBS, NBC, and ABC, threw in the towel years ago on big-budget, big-idea movies and miniseries. And in the entire sweeps month of November, there's only one special worthy of that title. Next Tuesday's NBC Tony Bennett special, directed by Chicago director Rob Marshall. Otherwise, what we're getting this month is the same old, same old. We're getting fresh episodes of current weekly shows. We're getting newer shows, rushed off the bench and onto the air, that are replacing the new fall shows that already have been canceled. And most of all, we're getting quiz shows, competitions, and reality shows. ABC's Dancing with the Stars presents its third season finale tonight and tomorrow, with either Mario Lopez or Emmett Smith waltzing away with the crown. Or tangoing, maybe. I'm not sure about that final dance. Also this week, NBC is pulling big money stunts on what feels like its nightly showings of Deal or No Deal. Both of these shows are extremely popular with viewers, and I confess to liking them too. Dancing because it's a live talent competition like American Idol, and Deal or No Deal because, let's be honest, it's about as mindless as a test pattern. The networks love these shows for different reasons. One reason is that when they hit big, as with Idol or Dancing or Deal, they can reverse the fortunes of a network. And even when they miss, they're cheap to produce and can be yanked immediately if they don't catch on. The Rich List, which premiered earlier this month on Fox, was pulled after one episode. And that was one too many. That's why tonight, ABC is preempting William Shatner and Boston Legal to present William Shatner as host of a new quiz show, Show Me the Money. It takes the similarly and scantily dressed women from Deal or No Deal and has them dance, as in Dancing with the Stars, while Shatner asks who wants to be a millionaire type questions to giddy contestants. It's hard to imagine a TV show put together more cynically or more ineptly. It's a train wreck. But immediately following the final dance-off on Dancing with the Stars, it'll get a big audience the first time out. By December, though, it ought to be thrown back where it came from, the bottom of the barrel. This week's two new drama series, at least, have actual scripts and actors who are acting rather than hosting. But they, too, seem to be put together with very cynical calculation. Tonight's CBS medical drama, called 3 Pounds, stars Stanley Tucci as a brain surgeon who's as brilliant as he is abrasive. If that sounds like Hugh Laurie's character on House, it's supposed to. Just as all the hospital staff romances are supposed to evoke Grey's Anatomy, an even more popular TV medical series. TV this season feels a lot like deja vu. Nothing feels more like it, though, than ABC's new drama series, Daybreak, which premieres tomorrow night. Starring Taye Diggs as a cop framed for murder, it's about deja vu. Specifically, it's like a dramatic version of Groundhog Day, with the character waking up each morning to the same events and trying to change them. Here's how Diggs, as the cop, tries to explain things to his girlfriend.
The day is the same, right? But different things happen, okay? It depends. Like, this lady at the coffee shop. One day I save her, next day she gets hit by a bus, right? You don't see? You don't see.
I don't see. This might be an okay concept for a movie. In fact, it is, coming out later this month, starring Denzel Washington. But as a weekly series, it doesn't make any sense. The hero is the only one in any real danger here. Everyone else can die, lots of them do, before the hero gets to reset his personal game clock and start all over. And then everyone else is fine. The last episode is the only one here that really matters. And that formula works only if the voyage offers drama as well as clues. On Lost, when somebody dies, they stay dead. One final point about déjà vu. We have seen one of today's TV trends before. The eager, greedy race to produce one quiz or competition show after another. That happened in the 1950s, and the popularity of quiz shows like the $64,000 question gobbled up time slots that used to go to such valuable shows as Edward R. Murrow's See It Now. Only the quiz show scandals of that decade, proving that some of the shows were rigged, wiped out that TV genre as effectively as a giant asteroid supposedly wiped out the dinosaurs. But Who Wants to Be a Millionaire brought the quiz show back, and now it's taking over television again. The only way to stop it may be to pray for another quiz show scandal. Or a meteor.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.